Now that however you call it, Phil, has emerged from his burrow, surely it's time for other creatures to make their way to the surface, which begs the question, where does a snake spend the winter anyway? We were all wondering. A new book for children doesn't answer the question exactly, but does explore other possible serpentine hiding places. The book is called Slithery Jake. It's by Rosemarie Proventure and illustrated by Abby Carter. Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of kitty literature, joins us from his home somewhere in the wilds of upstate New York. Daniel, thanks very much for being with us.
Snakes on every hand, Scott. The place is wriggling.
Wait, let me listen. Yes, I can hear that. Yes, I can indeed. Hear that, as a matter of fact.
And these snakes are poor. They don't have a pot to hiss in. Scott.
Oh, I can't believe I walked straight into that, as a matter of fact.
Scott, this is a pro-snake book, not anti-snake. I want to make that clear.
Yes.
But first I want to ask you, Scott, did you meet any snakes when you were in Africa or at work?
Well, quite a few here in the hallways. But in Africa, blessedly, no. Of course we met. We met plenty of snakes. They're delightful, as a matter of fact. When I say we met them, we didn't exactly shake hands, because you're familiar with the fact that they can't really shake
it
hands.
It puts them at a disadvantage, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, as a matter of fact. But yeah, we saw a number of beautiful, I forget what they were called, you know, that's natural stuff. You know, they were like green and black and these wonderful kind of intense diamond patterns that they sometimes
have. Oh, you saw that one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he didn't see you. Now, but to the book, a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Not a disclaimer, a statement. I wish to speak, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Last time, recall, we talked about Henry Climbs a Mountain, a book which is practically a syllabus for a college major, and yet at the same time accessible to a little kid. Not every book has to have that kind of heavy baggage. Not that that wasn't a light book, but for the serious people, I want to mention that the act of reading, looking at pictures, reading books in rhyme, is in itself educative.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to make a big point, although it is snake-friendly. Mm-hmm. And for those people who are ophidophobes, is that the word? This book treats a little bit that particular. Shall we just read it?
Sure.
I suggest we just swap lines. What do you think?
Okay, sure, that's fine.
Want to start?
Sure. Sid came running, skidded to a stop.
Wait till you see what I just got.
Look, Ma, look, Pa, I found a snake.
It's my best pet yet, and I call him Jake.
And in fact, in this illustration, he's walking into the room and Jake is draped around his neck.
A personable snake.
Yeah, very personable. But Ma's face held a doubtful dread.
Houses and snakes don't mix, she said.
Now, Ma, said Pa, don't fuss and fret.
That slithery creature ain't harmed us yet.
Next morning at breakfast, in a voice full of calm,
Sid announced to them all that his Jake snake was gone.
He's not in his box, I'm sorry to say.
He has walked in his sleep and meandered away.
I love this illustration, by the way.
You just see the tail of the snake slipping out of the bedroom.
Yes, and under the nightlight.
Yes, and his container is an extremely easily escaped from cardboard box.
Yeah, and the bat and the ball, the running shoes, the dog curled up on the bed. It's a nice illustration. Pa choked on his toast.
Ma sputtered her tea.
There were 10,000 spots in the house, Jake could be.
Ma started screeching and climbing on chairs.
Aunt Annie went leaping and bouncing upstairs.
She felt safe at the top till she opened a door.
And thought she saw Jake curled up on the floor.
It's a stocking. She may have moved fast on her speedy ascent.
But she reached 20 G's on her flying descent.
Well, Pa stood there laughing until, by mistake,
he sat in a hot dog and thought it was Jake.
And Grandmother fainted while stirring the stew.
For one of the noodles looked like you know who.
Grandpa grew hungry. He yearned for a munch.
But he feared what he'd find curled up in his lunch.
Dog saw a twitching a bit of cat's tail.
And leapt past the light with an ear-piercing wail.
With shuddering shakes, Ma turned down the bed.
Pa tipped up the dish where the hound dog was fed.
Liz set out some cookies.
Sid set out some cake.
But it seemed as if nothing was tempting to Jake.
They looked behind pillows and searched under rugs.
But the only things there were a few surprised bugs.
Puzzlement grew on their worry-filled faces.
They even looked twice at impossible places.
Aunt Annie declared as she ran out the door.
She'd never set foot in the house any more.
I hear they exterminate snakes, and I bet...
No, no, shouted Sid. He's my own special pet.
Pa held up his hand. Don't worry, Sid.
We'll camp out till we find where the dang thing is hid.
Get the kerosene lamp and the sleeping bags, Liz.
We'll sleep where he ain't till we know where he is.
That's a good line, isn't it? I like that. Sorry, okay. And tomorrow we'll look 30 times, everywhere.
Ma, you take the hammock. It's comfortable there.
Ma's only reply was 2 thunderous roars.
It seems that the snake preferred the outdoors.
For there in the hammock, taking a break,
stretched out and relaxed,
was Slithery Jake. And he does look relaxed, doesn't he?
He's cooling out. And then we turn over, and there's a snapshot from the family album. Yeah. The whole bunch of them are at the beach. The dog, the family, and, of course, Jake.
Yeah. Well, this is a delightful story.
The art is nice. It looks like
little Art Garfunkel.
Yeah. It's not Moby Dick, but it's a book you can have some fun with, and we all like it. It's a friendly style, a friendly snake, friendly book.
You know what I just noticed in the back here, Daniel?
Yes.
The illustrator, Abby Carter?
Yes.
She does the illustration of the little girl, Samantha, on the whatever juice bottle that is.
No kidding.
I think it's orange juice, like Samantha's orange juice, if I'm not mistaken. Well, Daniel, thanks very much for bringing Slithery Jake to our attention.
Scott, it was fun. And the book, watch where you step.
Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't want to hurt Jake.
Right.
That's why.
Exactly.
The book is called Slithery Jake. It's published by HarperCollins. It's by Rosemarie Preventure. It's illustrated by Abby Carter. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and a few fine books for adults. You can look for his latest, Bad Bears in the Big City. It's published by Houghton Mifflin, and it should be hitting the shelves even as we speak. You can listen to a collection of Daniel Pinkwater's comments on children's books at our website, npr.org.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Yes, one of these days I'm gonna do it again.